It is. Yeah, it is. It's a testament to Brandon's leadership, to his personality, all the qualities that he brings to this team, not only as our kicker, as our go-to guy when we need a big one, but he's a guy who has a strong character presence, and guys look up to him, and I'm really proud of him, and that was one of his goals, and so he's a great pro, and he shows up to work every day, and I think the guys respect him.
Looking back at Isaiah McKenzie's training camp, preseason, all the way through, how ready is he for week one in the big role for him?
I think Zay would have been ready. He told you he was ready back in February to play in the NFL. So he's a good pro. He really is. I mentioned it before. He's got a workman's attitude. He shows up every day. He stays after to catch punts. He's constantly asking questions, the right questions. And I know he's chomping at the bit to get rolling.
What is he doing better now than even just, say, a few weeks ago or a month ago?
I think he has more confidence in his ability to be where he's supposed to be, scheme-wise. He has a better understanding of the scheme, what we're trying to do with him in the return game. And look, he's a kid who too, you know, he could fill in some other spots and play teams for us. He's tough enough. He's fast enough. Not just as a returner. So really happy with where Isaiah's at, and I really enjoy coaching that young man.
You gonna have Cody return kickoffs?
Cody will be the kickoff returner. Yeah.
Do you know much about their kicker?
From what we've seen, you know, the preseason had a good preseason. I mean, he didn't have a lot of shots on the field goal, but really good kickoff guy, directional guy, has a great story. And
have you seen much of that?
I have, and it's inspiring. You love to see those success stories. Those came from South Korea, and if you hear the kids' interviews, he's a great American success story now. So I love to see that stuff. Yeah.
Over the years, have you ever gotten video of somebody doing trick shots and stuff, and they want you to take a look?
Absolutely, yeah. That's a big thing that, well, especially, you know, with the YouTube, all the YouTube sensations. There are a ton of them out there. There really are, and so it's cool to see that stuff. It is.
You're okay with your kicker who says he doesn't do any trick shots, doesn't have anything? You're good with that stuff.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, B-Max too cool for that stuff. No question. No question. I don't. I think everybody has their way of preparing for the season, and you know, not just specialists, but all across the board. And every guy has to find out what works best for him. And so we never want to interject and make a guy do something that would take him out of his comfort zone, so to speak. When you're training, guys have to be mentally right. They have to feel comfortable with what they're doing, and though, especially the specialists, you don't want to put any more extra thoughts in their heads than they already have. They've already got enough on their plates, no question, pressure wise.
We've seen Isaiah trying to catch punts out here while holding four balls. Is there any advantage to that, or is that just a fun thing?
See, Isaiah would be a great trick shot kicker were he a kicker, right? No, so yeah, that's something that I think the guys have been doing. I mean, that's another YouTube sensation deal, you know, to see how many punches you can catch. And he, you know, he would tell you himself, he's challenged because his limbs aren't as long as the other guys. And so he's trying to catch six and seven punts at a time. And it's fun to see him out there doing that. But you know what? That's a testament to his passion for the game. He has fun doing it. And that's what you love to see. He's a gym rat. It's great.
What are you expecting from Brendan Langley on teams?
Brendan Langley is a very talented young man and has a very high ceiling. And I expect to see Brendan continue to grow and to continue to improve. And he's got he's figuring out what the NFL is. He came from a place where he was the guy, and he's a very talented kid, as I mentioned. He's got all the tools. And what I would expect is to see Brendan improve every week. Be physical, use his speed, and buy into the system and become a really good player for us.
It seems like there's a couple of times he's getting downfield, but he's not exactly in the right spot.
Right. Those young guys, they have to learn, number one, they have to learn the physicality of this game outside. I mean, playing gunner, playing corner on punt return, that is a blue-collar job, and it's tough out there. It's a dogfight it's a seven-second dogfight. That's a punt play. And so the physicality piece of it, how to finish, that's huge, because in college, a lot of these guys, they could get by on their talent alone, and they didn't have to finish, and they'd still end up being successful. Well, here you have to finish. You got to find that dog, and you got to roll. And so I talked to those guys this morning, the young guys especially, about having pride, and how to love your own excellence, man. And when you hear that voice in your head telling you, hey, don't skip this last rep, or don't loaf, or go finish him, that's what I'm talking about with pride. And so I think those young guys kind of got the message this morning. And Monday night will be a wake-up call for a lot of them. But I got confidence in our young guys that they'll adapt and adjust, and they'll be just fine.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.